Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is a beautiful fall day here in the Twin Cities. I am in Eden Prairie today. It's the Shaletta Show, and we are having an amazing afternoon. I am at the Frazier Autism Center in Eden Prairie with several members of their staff, along with some folks on my team. And we have given away 100 interior and door locks. For families who have children with autism who wander. After an 11-year-old boy in this community wandered away and drowned. So many community members here in Eden Prairie who have kids with special needs came to the event. We had an ice cream truck. We had coloring sheets. We were spreading love with those Amazon locks. I purchased them. So many people, good listeners or good neighbors like Jim Planton and so many others who bought locks, Chad Hartman, and had them delivered to my home so that I could bring them here and bless as many families as I could. And I tell you, we were here from 10 to noon and families drove up. They brought their kids. The Frazier folks were here so the parents could talk and eat ice cream and know that their children were safe. We just had an amazing time loving on each other and blessing folks in the community. And that's really what it's all about. That's what being a good neighbor looks like. I'm in Cottage Grove. But who is my neighbor? My neighbor is the person who's hurting. My neighbor is the person who needs help. So whether they live near me or they live in Eden Prairie, I'm going to show up for the people who are hurting. And I'm so honored that Frazier partnered with me on this. And I'm still here. I'm going to be broadcasting my show live in Eden Prairie because there was no way for me to get from Eden Prairie all the way to downtown Minneapolis or Cottage Grove in order to do this show. So they've been kind enough to allow me to set up my studio in their building and do this show. And the staff is staying 3 hours after our event is over, so that I can do this show and broadcast to you today. So thank you so much for listening. And I'm so excited that Michelina Rains, the executive administrator over here at the Frazier Autism Center in Eden Prairie, is joining us on this show. And it is such a blessing to have you here, Michelina. Talk to us about why Frazier opened their doors to us.
Shaletta, thank you so much for having me. I just appreciate it. It's such a wonderful privilege. We know the difference that it makes in the families' lives, just knowing that there's support out there, that they're not alone. We're happy to help. Thank you.
And thank you, Michelina, for being here. And you not only came, you brought your daughter. She
right.
was helping the kids. She was helping with the coloring sheets. She walked them over to get ice cream and made sure they were safe. Talk to me about, you know, the role that Frazier plays, not just in this Eden Prairie community, but, you know, it throughout the Twin Cities.
Throughout the Twin Cities, right. So Sakura, my daughter, helped as well today to volunteer. she actually does get services through Fraser as well as her brother. And so if you don't realize how the difference it makes just in my own family's life, but in the friends and families that we met today for the, that came up for the event today for the locks, the door locks. And it's not just in, you know, in Eden Prairie. There's facilities then in Bloomington, in Richfield, in, you know, throughout the Twin Cities here. And if you go on the website, you can see the services as well for the different age groups. And it depends on where kids are at in their life. There might be a need for one thing that might not be at the same need for another child. So it really is looking and seeing what kind of supports and how we can help and just build on our community.
Yeah,
we're happy to be here. Thank you.
There was so much community building, and, you know, when this little 11-year-old boy wandered away from his home and drowned, I knew I wanted to do a lock donation giveaway, and I looked at some facilities in Eden Prairie, and a lot of them said, you have to live here in order to, you know, rent this facility, in order to, you know, have an event here. And I called you all, and there was just no hesitation. You all not only opened your doors to us to come and set up and give away these locks today. But you also had, you know, some of your staff members here, and they were working. They were making sure kids mm-hmm. didn't escape. They were coloring with them. They were pretty much running therapy sessions outside in the parking lot. I mean, I could hardly greet all the people who came because I was just so impressed with the services that the staff members were providing so that these parents could have a 5-minute break to learn about how to install the lock, or a 2 or 3 minute break to meet another parent who has a child with autism who knows about, you know, some resources or services that they didn't know about. And so it was just a beautiful event, not only to pass out these locks and save lives, but I don't know about you, but the community and bridge building and connections that were being made this morning is really what blew me away.
It was just wonderful, Shaletta. You know, just you really get the sense of parents and the service providers for Fraser. They treat these kids just as they were their own, or they knew them personally and could see that, you know, if a child was hesitant of even coming up or coloring, you know, it was just meeting them where they were at and just being gracious, you know, because we just don't understand where everybody's coming from. But if you just meet people where they're at, and just, it really did show the love, and it is wonderful.
Now, there's some parents who are listening, and they're saying, you know, I just moved to the Twin Cities. What is Fraser? We met so many moms and dads today who said, you know, I moved to Minnesota from Georgia and other parts of the country because there were better services here. I heard about them from friends of mine. And now that I'm here, I've got to get connected. I've got to get plugged in. Talk to me about Fraser for a minute, if you will, about the services you provide, and how anybody who's listening who has a child or a grandchild with autism can get connected to you.
Well, that's wonderful. So Fraser has a history started back from 1935. Lois Whitlock Beck Fraser, she founded a school to teach children with disabilities who would have otherwise been institutionalized. So when we look at how far we've come, now we have services that are in community. If you are wondering if Fraser is for you, you can go onto our website. Actually, it's at fraser.org, F-R-A-S-E-R.org, to find out more and the services that we provide and the age groups and how to really what Fraser is trying to like just be a future for, you know, mental health care and to help also with anyone that has the need to find that support for them and for their families too, for their growth. And if we can help them, there's a number that you can call that's on our website for Fraser services and get connected.
Well, I am just so grateful for Fraser, for what you do in this community. You don't just help these children, but you educate so many families. You're a beacon of light and hope. And it was so amazing. And I'm so proud that we got a chance to partner together for the Spread Love with Locks campaign here in Eden Prairie after the 11-year-old boy with autism wandered away and drowned, to keep kids safe. Michaelina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here. Appreciate it.
All right. And thank you for having such a great daughter. She was so amazing and so helpful at 13 years old. I'm sure she could have slept in and played video games and talked to her friends, but instead she was in a cold parking lot playing with two-year-old kids and walking them over to get ice cream and coloring with them. You are a great mom, and I'm so grateful that your daughter was here today to help us out.
Thank you. She's here. She's sitting right now with me right now in this interview room, and she hears exactly what you're saying. And I'm sure that it did make a difference even for her, because she could have slept in. You're right. She wanted to sleep in today.
And, you know, when those kids came and they saw another kid, it wasn't just adults. I just saw the relief on their faces. I saw them connecting with her. I saw her connecting with them. It was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.